On today's episode of the Tradies Business Show, we show you how to handle customer complaints on your social media and not become the next hashtag fail victim.
Welcome to the Tradies Business Show, helping you get off the tools and into true business ownership so you can spend more time doing the things that matter most. Now, here are your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark.
You're listening to episode 35. My name's Warwick Bidwell from Tradies Business Toolkit, and with me I have...
Michaela from Tradies VA.
And what are we talking about today, Michaela?
Well, today we thought we'd bring up a question that we get asked a little bit, and that's about, you know, a lot of businesses are reluctant to engage on social media and put their business up there in the afraid that customers may make a complaint or bag them out on social media for everyone to see.
We've seen some great fails on social media, haven't we?
Yeah, and look, it's definitely a reason not to get into social media and engage with your customers. I mean, it is a great way to provide feedback, helpful marketing and all that kind of stuff, but there's a right way to deal with a customer complaint if you do get one on your Facebook page or other social media. So that you don't become a hashtag fail victim, we thought we'd cross that bridge today.
Is there a hashtag for failed?
Yeah, so if you ring a company and you don't have great service... So you go hashtag company name fail.
Ouch.
Yeah. So it's a very common thing, especially the big telcos, which we won't name on this show. No. But if you search for inserting a certain company's business name in there, you'll see. So if something goes down or something, you can become a hashtag victim very easily.
So you definitely don't want to be a hashtag fail victim.
No. So we're going to save you today.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe what are some of the wrong ways to deal with, because I know you've got a great example here, Michaela, of a great way to deal with a customer complaint, essentially. But
yeah.
What's some of the wrong ways to deal with them?
Well, first, don't delete it. Like, because often what happens is that customer will go, oh, I got deleted. So they go again and then they do it on their page and then all of a sudden it explodes.
Just makes them even angrier.
That's right. So certainly don't delete it. The other thing is not start an argument with a customer about it.
Public brawl.
Yeah, no public brawls. There's been many bad restaurants and things like that have had bad publicity nationally because of their response to a negative comment on Facebook or whatever social media. So the thing not to do is to try and debate the customer online.
Because, and I guess this goes to the whole thing of the customer's always right, and even though that's not the case... And certainly I talk to my clients about the fact that customers aren't always right. So that's a bit of a furphy, but we need them to feel like they've been heard and listened to and, they've got a complaint and it's valid from their perspective. So we have to actually acknowledge that and treat them as though they are right, because in their mind they are. And that's really what's important, isn't it?
That's right. So it's all about acknowledging that you've seen and heard their complaint and getting it offline as quick as you can.
Okay.
So you certainly don't want it to continue online as much as you can.
Yep.
And often a great response to customer service on Facebook can make other people go, wow, that's a great response. I'm actually going to use them because, you know, they faced a problem, they fixed it or whatever. And you can often turn a negative example around. And I recently came across a great one from Woolworths, which made me think I'd love to share this on the show to see how, you know, something negative can do all right when handled correctly.
You mean Woolworths actually did a good job of handling a complaint?
They did.
G'day to Woolworths if you're listening.
So I thought I'd read this example, and this is a real one that's happened, and the response that ended up happening was amazing as well. So a guy, Ryan, wrote this on the Woolworths Facebook page. So, dear Woolworths, here I was having a good time with my mates, just sitting around eating some steak and broccoli, which I got from you guys. Then I decided, oh, I know what would turn my average everyday meal into an extra creamy mouthful of meaty sensation, no homo in brackets, a perfectly ripened avocado. As I cut into the strange shaped food, my eyes quickly changed from having a certain spark of hope and desire in them.
This guy's a comedian.
Into holding nothing but disappointment and despair. As you can see from the picture below, the avocados I bought tonight are not really living up to the whole Woolworths, the fresh food people idea. I'm not calling you guys liars, but if you guys have a slogan, maybe you should live up to it. P.S. I want you to know I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed.
Wow, he's put some thought into that post.
He
and I can
has.
See the photo here of these rather sad-looking avocados that are horribly brown. They're the sort that my three-year-old daughter won't eat.
That's right, yes. They're not enticing at all, and we'll certainly share this picture up on our website at tradiesbusinessshow.com/31. But what made this hit national news, I guess, and go viral was the response from Woolworths, which was very quick, immediate, the same night. And it basically said, "Ryan, the disappointment is more than we can bear. Private message us up your number and we'll hook a brother up."
That's not very corporate, is it?
It's not very corporate. And it actually had hundreds and hundreds of comments of people going, "Hey, we loved your response." And this social media person behind the account started being very colourful and responding to them. And it just, it was a great story. And just this comment alone had over 8,000 likes.
Holy moly.
You know, and just gave them a bit of personality, took the corporate out of them, acknowledged that, yep, that's no good, hook a brother up, had a bit of fun with it. And now, you know.
Something so simple.
It is. Mm. And, yeah, the actual, you know, like I said, had hundreds, like 300 to 400 comments of people wanting the person that was doing it to reply to them. And it got a bit out of hand. But, you know, it was an instant reply to the problem, acknowledged the issue, gave them a solution. And, you know, wanted to fix a problem and in the same time, you know, gave them a really good look.
Yep. Now, that's, it is a great example, but it's just one avocado. So it's not going to cost Woolworths much to, you know, give the guy another bag of avocados.
No.
What if one of our listeners has, you know, something a little more serious, like, I don't know, there's an oil leak in the car after the service has been done, or the leaky toilet they were supposed to fix is just, like, hemorrhaged all over the bathroom floor. I mean, How would you deal with that? Just offer to go fix it, or like you say, just get them off the page and talk
depending
about
on what they're doing. I mean, try and take it offline as soon as you can. But certainly, you know, look, you know, we're sorry, that doesn't look great. Let us contact you to see what we can do to fix it as soon as possible, or something along those lines. And actually following through with what you say. Just don't say something on Facebook to look good and not follow through, because it'll just get worse and worse and worse. So it's like handling any customer complaint. You need to listen, acknowledge and take some action, or solve the problem as best you can. Not every time it's going to work out the best way. But if you are in an industry where perhaps you get rated, like star ratings, and you do get some, well, that's going to happen. You know, you are going to, unless you are terrible service and that's all you get, and that's a whole nother episode.
Yep.
But don't be too disheartened if you see a 1 or 2 star or whatever when 90% of them are 4 or 5 stars. That's just some people, and it actually makes it look more real, to be honest, the reviews and things like that.
Can't keep all the people happy all of the time.
No, but certainly don't let it stop you having a presence online and engaging with your customers that way, because, you know, you should be offering good service all the time, but if the odd chance you haven't, certainly how you deal with it can be another good way of showing your great reputation.
And I guess the thing is, for our listeners who maybe are a little dubious about getting into social media because of this fear about bad reviews, if you got a phone call from a customer, you know, a bit old school, it's like, "Hey, the toilet system that you fixed has actually just got worse and now it's flooded my bathroom," you'd be out there in a flash. Yep. So the way we handle our complaints in the past really is no different on social media. It's just like you say, Michaela, it's about having that quick response, doing something about it, and trying to get them to that whole, you know, one-on-one conversation, so it's not this public airing of somebody's grievances on your Facebook page or LinkedIn site or whatever.
That's right. And if someone is visiting your site, there's a complaint and no response, as a customer, I go, "Oh, look at that, they didn't reply to that."
Yep.
Or even if it was, "Hey, thanks, yep, we'll touch base with you offline, try and fix it." Oh, at least you've acknowledged it. So from someone visiting your site that may have nothing to do with it, you can see that customer service there. If it goes unanswered, or there's this, you know, 20-thing comment of an argument, well, it's going to turn me off, so.
Yep, yep. So there you go, listeners. No reason to not be on social media. We'll definitely put the link to that Woolworths response on the show page. So go to tradiesbusinessshow.com/35 and we'll put the link there so you can go and check out some of those replies. But, yeah, look, handling complaints just need to be done swiftly and try and get them off your wall as quickly as possible.
That's it. So thank you for listening to another episode of the Tradies Business Show. Make sure to check out our show sponsor, MyOb PayDirect, where you can have flexible mobile payment options on the road. So as soon as you finish your job, you can be swiping cards and getting the money in your account the next day, which wouldn't we all like? So
absolutely.
If you'd like to find out more, tradiesbusinessshow.com/MYOB. Check out the details. If you'd like to find out more, just fill in the form there and we'll get someone from the team to give you a call.
So until next episode, hey Roo.
See ya.
You've been listening to The Tradies Business Show with Warwick Bidwell and Michaela Clark. Want to get off the tools and into true business ownership? Find out how at tradiesbusinessshow.com.